She's feisty, she's funny, and she tells it like it is. Get ready for Empower Readings with Corby Mitlide. What are your opportunities right now? What are the possibilities? Ask Corby and cross the bridge from fear to fearlessness and fly. Here's your host, Corby Mitlide.
Hello there from the slightly frosty upstate New York region. We had our first real September fog this morning, and the grass looked a little silver, and the temperature was down to 34 when I woke up. It was just amazing. But this is the time of year that I love, when the trees turn and the air is a little crisp, and you're getting all that jazzy fall energy. So I couldn't think of anybody that I would rather have on to help us figure out how to haul in fall than the fabulous and wonderful Sherita Starr. Sherita is a lexigramist. She is an astrologer. She's a numerologist. She's a book author. She absolutely rocks an audience when we do galleries together. And I'm so lucky to have her. Girlfriend, welcome back.
Thank you, honey. How are you?
I'm great.
That's like just so sweet of you to say all those wonderful things. And I give it all right back to you in a great attitude of gratitude.
You're welcome. We're also each other's cat aunts. So, you know, you have that whole furry thing going.
We got the Mew thing going on.
Yes,
it's my new nickname for my boys. I call them the Mews. You know, that's their names. Have names, but you know, I don't call them their names all the time.
So talk to me. I mean, fall, we always used to get really excited about fall. We'd be starting school. We'd have the new backpack or book bag. We'd have the new clothes. We'd have the kids in the new classes. And there was always this yummy excitement that adults miss unless they are really tuned in to what seasons are about. So what do we need to do to really get things crispy like the leaves?
Well, you know, when you're stepping into fall, you know, it's and it's funny too, because, you know, after it's Labor Day, everybody thinks summer is over. And, you know, I as an astrologer, I have to stick to my guns and I have to stick to my math. And it isn't until this coming Saturday that it is officially the end of summer. So even as we go back to school in early September, we're actually in a sign of Virgo. Which is the sign that loves to study things and analyze and get the details straight, and it loves to return to routine. So we actually go back to school under Virgo energy, which is kind of interesting. And now that we're going to step into this autumn equinox thing, you know, of course we are equal daylight, equal nighttime, which is like, I think for me, that's the only sad thing. I love the daylight more than I like all that nighttime. But what you want to do when you're looking at fall, and if you have your birth chart, or even if you understand collectively how your birth chart works, you want to take that Libra piece all the way through. You want to go through Libra, through Scorpio, through Sagittarius, because these are the three signs that are engaging us into fall. And we always, when we have a season switch, we are always going to have a cardinal sign do that for us. The leadership sign is what leads us into another season. You know, when we entered summer 3 months ago, this cardinal sign of Cancer did that for us. But now we're going to have Libra do that. And of course, you know, being guided by Venus as Libra is, she likes her pictures pretty, which I believe is why the fall gets very gorgeous in the fall. It's like I always say, Mother Nature gets out her paintbrush and off we're running. And I do love that we have, you know, the equinox starts, the autumn equinox starts on the sign that is the scales. You know, that's Libra. Everything's about equality in Libra. Like, they have to have it like even tone or it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. As we move forward into fall, Scorpio, the organizer sign, deepens us into fall. It's, you know, Scorpio is, you know, can be, it's fixed water energy. They're a water sign. So, you know, it gets a little colder and guided by Pluto, it's the sign of transformation. And we really see the fall go through its heaviest period of transformation at that point. And throughout, you know, almost up to Thanksgiving. And then we step into Sagittarius, which is a mutable sign, which says every time we have a mutable sign, it's like, oh, change is going to be coming. And we're already feeling like it's heading towards winter. Even when we step into Sagittarius, we kind of know it's around the corner in 4 weeks. So Sagittarius, of course, Sagittarius is the sign of giving. It's the sign of generosity. It's the sign of, you know, it's Jupiter, it's jovial. We start our holidays. You know, we start the holiday season. We overeat on Thanksgiving under Sagittarius. And then we start buying up like a banshee for Christmas, which will be on the way. And Christmas actually is celebrated in winter, but it's only winter like for about 4 days before Christmas. So that's like kind of a take through your season. So if you know your chart, what you want to do is now you're going to see the sun be passing through these three signs in your life over the next 3 months. And it's going to start with Libra, move on to Scorpio, and then conclude with Sagittarius. And that will be your fall portion of your zodiac pie. You also have a lot of your inner planets in all of these signs as well. They're all varying at their different levels with Venus and Mercury. And of course, we'll have a lot of new moons and full moons. We have a Mercury retrograde coming up in November. This is going to be fun for everybody.
Oh, please tell me it'll be better than the last.
Well, Corby, let me just phrase it to you this. Let me just like put this one out there. It starts on election day. Can you say recount?
Oh, so what? It's going to be the Chads again, et cetera?
I don't know. My guess is we won't know who's president until like a couple of days later. I don't know. I mean, I think it's like, and what's trippier about it is that, you know, Mercury, little buzz boy, he is. Mercury's going to get all the way up to the fourth degree of Sagittarius before he starts to go retrograde on November 6th. So, it's really going to be hilarious because, you know, when you have Mercury starting to retrograde in a mutable sign, things are more off kilter than they are under. I mean, oh my God. I mean, to me, the Mercury retrograde under a cardinal sign is nutty. So, you know, it's, I have a feeling it's going to be quite interesting what you're going to see happen with the, fantastic politics. I always try to stay out of politics, but people ask me to tell me what people's names say. So, you know, I have to go there sometimes. But in any case, it's going to be an interesting time. But the Mercury retrograde, aside from it starting on election day, this is going to run. This is going to run from 6th of November all the way through to the 26th of November. So pretty much all of November is encapsulated in Mercury retrograde, the approach and the shadow. So November is quite the month of, you know, change. There'll be a lot of stuff happening and going on. By the time that Mercury, while retrograding, reaches, it's right around the 14th of November, it's going to go back into Scorpio. So from the 14th of November through the 26th of November is when you're going to see the Scorpio energy start to change. But the Mercury is going to start off in that Sagittarian, beginning of the Sagittarian area of the life, and then it pops back into Scorpio. And especially when we get into Scorpio, it's going to be a lot of transformation. Another fun thing that happens this fall on October 5th is one of our major planets, and the one who is a karmic boy up there is Mr. Saturn. And he is going to enter Scorpio. Now, Saturn has not entered another sign in the last couple of years. He's been in Libra since the fall of 2010. So this has been Saturn doesn't take like a little bit of time to get through a sign. He takes a couple of years. He's slow and methodical, like he does everything in your life. Wherever he is in your chart, he wants you to do the same exact thing. And wherever he is currently transiting in the zodiac is an area of the life that you tend to see a bit of a slowdown. The energy gets a little, and I don't mean retarded in the negative sense. I mean, it's on a retard. It's like, it just seems like it's patiently waiting to do something, you know. It's like it's, or that you're kind of going over again. Maybe it's one step forward and two steps back a lot in this area of the life while Saturn is visiting there. And Libras in general have been feeling this in the last couple of years for the most part. But what it has done, it has patiently brought in the learning from the experience. And if everyone who is a Libra out there took that into consideration, and wherever Libra sits in your chart is, of course, where this same energy is happening, no matter what sign in the zodiac you are. If you've looked at Saturn's experience here and learned from it and taken responsibility, found some stability, you know, so on and so forth, it's a rewarding experience because now you've done all the homework so that as Saturn's moving forward, you're going to start to see some actual reward show up in this area of the life. So, everybody gives Saturn, wherever he is, the doom and the gloom. But I always say, if you didn't have somebody teaching you responsibility, how would you ever do anything right?
Got it. All right. Now, we've had one call. Linda, if you're listening, please call back. This is Linda from London, Ontario. She's a good friend of mine. And I think that you guys would have a great time. In the meantime, we got a couple of things. I'd like to know personally.
Yeah.
I'm going to be performing a wedding this coming Sunday.
You mean as in the 23rd?
Yes. Yes. I get to be the officiant and hitch these two people. Their names are Crystal and Dan. And theirs is a story like mine and Carl's in that it's just such a good fit that everybody looks and says, of course. So what do you see for them in the marriage if they're getting married on 9/23?
Oh, I love it. They're going to do a lot of traveling. I don't know what kind of travel bugs they are, but the 23rd is, they will travel well together as a couple. The marriage is very blessed. It's guided by the karmic path of the Royal Star of the Lion. They, no matter what happens, they've got this, like, you know, they've got oodles of angels around them. But they're a very communicating couple together as a unit, or at least as far as the date of this marriage is, you know, being initiated on. They're also going to be married under a Capricorn moon, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, they are. So the marriage will have, they will feel very responsible to this marriage. Of course, the sun will have just entered Libra. And it follows the marriage has a life path of the 19, which is the Prince of Heaven. It is quite blessed. And they're not getting married under Mercury retrograde, nor a Venus retrograde. And they're getting married under a waxing moon phase, which means the moon is gaining in light, which is an auspicious time to initiate anything in life that you wish to have last a long time. So I give them my kudos, thumbs up, that it all should go very well. I do not know their sun signs or any of the rest of that fun little tidbits to get in there. But the date itself, very, very nice. Very nice.
Okay. Now let's move ahead or back 10 years, and you've got me and my wonderful man. We got married 10 years ago on October 19th, and you've done our charts, so you know our birthdays and all of that. You've got the backstory. Did we do the smart thing? I mean, it's lasted for 10 years. That's something, but we got another 20 in there?
Oh, I think so. What's interesting, the life path of Crystal and Dan's marriage is the karmic path of yours, which is the most blessed number according to the Chaldeans, which is the 19th, which represents this concept called the Prince of Heaven. You guys have a thing where you like to initiate things together. You like to work very well as a unit. There's a creative energy behind the marriage. Mm-hmm. And if you give me a second.
Sure.
I'm going to just look you guys right up because I am curious to see what was, what city was the marriage in?
Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Cherry
at the
Hill.
Family manse.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome. And what was the time?
The time was, I believe, 2 p.m.
Okay. Then we're gonna get like the real deal here. Let me see. Yes.
For the audience,
about your marriage is that you are following a six life path. That marriage follows it. When you add it all together, it is the magician, which is very, very blessed for a marriage life path. So it's always like, it's like the two of you don't have much potential to argue. It's, you know, fairly solid that way. Oh, I do love it. Yeah. You had a Leo moon that day. So that goes quite well with having that initiation on the 19th. You guys also have a little itch to travel. Are you like, do you guys travel together?
No, because I'm the one who's always on the road. And when we have vacation time, I just want to stay put. But you know, when we do travel, we find lots of interesting things to do together.
Yes, and you should. I mean, I would say, you know, and maybe it won't. I can do a full like marriage thing like a person. You can see the whole like how it'll pan out, which I can't do in 5 minutes here. But
just don't tell me I'm supposed to have kids. That is so not happening. Not if you're 7.
No, I don't see that there at all.
Thank you.
No. Hot and sexy, you know, it's a little hot and sexy, but it's all—it's interesting. There's the Gemini energy in the house of love affairs, so it's kind of like you guys actually very stimulated intellectually with each other in the marriage.
Yes,
more so than a lot of other ways. And this works—it works for you. I would say the more you guys travel together, you guys will have. You feel more love in the relationship the more you travel. So I think, you know, as time will go on, you will get to that, you know.
I keep telling him when he wants to hire, you know, retire as a museum director, he has to get a big RV and he can drive me around to all my gigs and be my stage manager. So we're talking that as long as we can bring the cats.
I can totally see that. That would be just totally stellar. It would be totally stellar for you guys to do that. I would be in for it. I'd be in with that. Yeah.
Okay.
No, The marriage has a lot of devotion and loyalty to it with the numbers I see in it as well. It's like, you know, there's no ever anybody else coming into the picture. Loyalty to like a fault, you know, I mean, that Leo moon there totally says the same exact thing. So you guys are good.
Yeah. We're happy.
Yeah.
So, all right, there we have an in quick from San Diego.
Okay.
This is Robin. Robin's birthday is June 11th. She is finally empty nesting. Her daughter has gone off to grad school.
Uh-huh.
And so all of a sudden Robin is finding out who Robin is again. What's the best way for her to do that?
I bet she is. Oh, Geminis are having a blast this year. They are. Well, Robin, you are in what we call you're in a master number year cycle this year of the 22. You're in the fourth year of a current 9-year span of time. But this year in particular is a master number energy for you, which means that there's this foundation that you're going to put into final place this year. And you're in the process of doing this right now. You're like about a third way through your year. And the remaining two thirds, you're going to keep building this fourth wall. You've got three walls up already. Go back to 2009. It was a year of new beginnings for you. That's when you saw these new seeds be planted in your life. What you saw leave, FYI, in 2008, it closed off your last 9-year cycle. So that it was all giving you space for what showed up anew in 2009. So, you know, when you kind of look at how that, those 2 years, 08 to 09, quite transformational. But you've been building a new foundation in your life ever since 2009. The second wall went up in 2010. Bit of an emotional time. Things that showed up there was meant to be. But it taught you a lot that you needed to know about yourself emotionally. Also met some interesting soulmates that year. Last year was lifted a lot of things. You were very busy, had a lot of activity going on. It was a re-education process in your life. Now this is the year where you're planting the roots as solid as you possibly can. Next year, when you step into, you're going to get a little taste in October of all the changes coming in 2013 for you. October and January are busy in how this foundation is going to get rock solid in place. It's like the roots are getting under the ground. And then things really springboard in 2013. You've also got this wonderful, you're a Gemini, you've got this wonderful transit of Jupiter in your sun sign right now. So there's a lot of positive energy around you. Your whole sense of I am is going through like a renovation. And it's like the more you can grab onto the concepts of the glass is half full, it's not half empty, and all of your approaches, how the world sees you, your first impressions, that mask you wear to the world, just amazing. And when you go into 2013, that Jupiter is going to enter your house of earning power. So that means some really nice blessings are coming that way. And it's probably a lot about what the changes are coming for you with the movement, because you got a lot of movement coming in 2013 in your life. Everything's going to be blossoming. And then you're going to be riding out the next, this is like the midway point here coming up in 2013. Of your current 9-year span of time, which will end 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17. 2017, you'll wrap everything up. Your big harvest comes in 2016 of everything you've been working towards.
Phew! Good going on that.
And, yeah, I was like, am I going to come up for air? I was wondering if I was going to take a break.
All right. Listen, we had a couple of people send me notes. We're calling them inquicks, like on Ali's show. But if you have a question for us, you can go to my Facebook page, Corby Mitlined, or Fire Through Spirit, whichever one is yours, and you will see me, and you can send me a note. If you have a quick question for Sherita, all we need is your first name and your month and day of birth, and we will do our best to get these on the air. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 248-809-3475. We are here with the fabulous Sherita Starr. We're looking at what the fall holds for you, me, and the world. Sherita, where are people going to find you after the show, please?
Oh, that would be at www.sheritastarr.com.
And you really want to get in touch with Sherita. I'm very picky about people that I will allow to read me. And she is always on the money, on the mark, detailed, and not full of a lot of wiki-woo. She will answer questions. She, like me, is a practical professional. So you are listening to Empower Readings with Corby. Oh, quit laughing. You are listening to Empower Readings with Corby Mitlined. If you have never been one of our audience people before, boy, have you missed a lot. You want to go onto iTunes, and you can find me under Corby Mitlined, M-I-T-L-E-I-D, and you'll find downloads of all the wonderful shows that we have been doing now for over a year. You'll find other things from Sherita. You'll find our past life party. You'll find open mic night and a lot of very, very special guests, because guys, I am really picky about who gets to share the microphone with me. So again, it's going to be 248-809-3475. That's 248-809-3475. We want your calls. We want your questions, and we will play with you on the other side of the commercials. I have to hear my cat magnet. Hit it, Steve.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called inventnow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on, and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See? That's proof. You should go to the inventnow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
My sport is football, but my passion is education. My name is Nnamdi Asamoah, and this is how I live United. I see too many kids miss out on moving up. Kids who could go on to college, but just need that extra little push. So every year, I take promising high school students on a college tour. We check out the dorms, the library, meet some professors, find out where the best late-night grub stops are. It shows them that there's a whole world beyond their own. But what's even better is that most of these kids decide college is for them. I'm Nnamdi Asamoah. I show kids that a higher education means a brighter future. So when it comes to living United, I don't just wear the shirt, I live it. Join me.
It takes all of us working together to make a difference. Find out how you can live United for Education. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Empower Readings with Corby Mitlide. Your calls are next at 248-809-3475. 248-809-3475. Empower Readings on Empower Radio. EmpowerRadio.com.
And welcome back. That, by the way, is part of the new music we're going to be doing. As I told Brent from day one, urban is not me. That happens to be some fabulous, fabulous music by the Buffalo area band Stone Row. If you are in Western New York, run, do not walk to see these people. They are fabulous. We are with Sherita Starr, lexicographer, numerologist, astrologer, and we are looking at fall energy and your own energies. And thank you for indulging me with the cat magnet thing, Sherita. That's our trademark commercial here, and I use it to threaten my children when they don't act very well. I'll get a cat magnet on them. You may want to use it for Hocus and Pocus.
They need some help right about now, trust me.
All right, so we got one from Lori. Lori is going through some real heavy, heavy changes right now in all areas of her life. Lauri, and she is June 10th.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, so you didn't give me that. We didn't have that before.
No. She just sent me a note on Facebook.
June 10th?
Yeah.
June 10th. Okay.
Right next door to Robin.
Just came out of a very heavy personal year, back around your birthday. Geminis, I mean, here's what's interesting, you know, the optimistic and in the quantum way of saying, okay, the positive things of what can happen. are that this, because Jupiter's in your sign. Now, I've also seen a lot of Geminis this year going through some wow, because Jupiter also is the planet of expansion. It makes whatever is going on all the more intense. So if there's something, you know, that comes up and you want to react to it, it can be explosive, the reaction that can happen. But if you want to respond to it, there's going to be your difference in the outcomes that you see. You know, Geminis have a lot of, in general, you also had, you know, back in June, just before your birthday, you had a nice solar eclipse in your sign. You also had the Venus Sun alignment in your sign earlier in the year. So for a Gemini, there's just a lot of new things coming. And if you're in any kind of resistance to like letting go of the past right now, that is where you're getting tripped up. A Gemini born to the 10th of June has this interesting karmic path, and it's called the Wheel of Fortune. And it always states about having, in order to have dominion in your life, you must have discipline. So if you have no discipline in your life, you don't get dominion. It is a magical, numerical formula. But the power of 10 also has this other little code in it called, if you imagine, you can ordain it. It's up to you. What are you allowing your head to believe or not believe? Last year was heavy. I will say that. There was a lot of emotional stuff that more than likely came up in your life from 2011 throughout your birthday this year. Home, family, some sort of paternal figure, something dealing with that kind of environment in your life. What you had to step up and do or be a part of it or whatever it is that happened, that's part of your soul's development. Now, you had a lot of new beginnings that started in your life in 2010. And it seemed like even last year, you got distracted from that. Remember what you planted back in 2010, because this is the year in your life. Again, you're about a third way through your year. You are starting to see the growth from those seeds because you actually watered them through the soul's process last year. So all that emotional stuff that happened, it's okay. Because that is, you can't get a seed to grow without water. And human beings don't get their seed to grow without going through some sort of sense of an emotional time. We have to be AWOL with our emotions, but if we go through a time where we have to go through some grief or we have to go through something like that, it actually is doing something, even though we don't think in the moment that it is. This is a year where your optimism is really meant to shine. It's a time where you're supposed to kind of feel like you're coming out of this heaviness as the months pass, month to month. The intensity of this is, you know, happening here in September. There is some foundation laying being put into place in October. A lot of change is coming, especially under that Mercury retrograde in November. There's a lot of stuff happening November time. You're going to see that majority, your health, your routines, you want things to be kind of revamped, reviewed, reorganized in that area of your life. Your natal chart will tell a lot more to the story, but via the collective for a Gemini, how you serve the world is what's up for grabs under Mercury retrograde, what your health habits are, what do you do for routines, what do you like, what don't you like about that area of your life, get rid of it. And with you in the personal month in November, Lori, of permanent changes, there's a lot of stuff happening in that regards in November. Then you feel a sense of balance come back into play in December, so look forward to that. And you'll have some nice energy up into your seventh house a little bit, your collective seventh house, and that should smooth things out a little bit, so you're not feeling like, you know. But this year is meant to bring, as it comes in, a process of re-education in your life, a lot of exploration, and, you know, those seeds you planted 2 years ago to grow. Think about what they are.
Okay.
Okay.
We actually have a call. And this is someone who desperately wanted a reading last week, but we just didn't have time for her. So I want to make sure we get her on now. Christina, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, you absolutely wonderful woman. Thank you for being so persistent.
Thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome. So what can Sherita and or I do for you this evening?
Okay, I'm wondering what is going on with my career and relationships. it just feels like they are not going anywhere at all, and I don't know what to do anymore or where to go from here.
Okay. Sharita, you take it first, then I want to do some specific career stuff with her.
Perfect. And Christina, a day, a month of birth, please, and hello.
My birthday is May 1st, 1987.
May 1st. Okay. All right, my dear. You are in that cooperative energy. I was just talking to Lori about that. Lori is over. She's through that passage of time. You in it. Yeah.
Okay.
You planted a lot of seeds in your life in 2011, but this is the year where you're in that emotional balancing energy. You're in a very, very cooperative space. You're meant to be spending time with people that are going to help you with that emotional process. Now, if relationships are showing up in your life this year and they're not on the right kilter, this is the year that we'll probably get rid of them. If they don't belong in your life, we'll probably go. For a Taurus, what's coming up in November with that infamous Mercury retrograde is that for the majority of it after the 14th of November is going to be in your relationship house. So November is really going to bring in this sense of let's review, redo here. If it, you're probably going to see some stuff, traipsing through October leading up to this, but the laundry comes out to dry in November. If that makes sense. I could have said something else, but I don't want to go there. So I had to kind of rephrase my thought. And you have a lot of changes that you're going to be making in your life in regards to what all this emotional stuff is about for you in December and again in next March. You're going to see that twice. What new seeds did you plant last year in your life? Did you plant some new seeds?
Last year, my ex-boyfriend broke up with me, and that was, I just tried to move on from that and apply to different jobs. So that was basically last year.
Okay. And now you're still looking for a job. You're still looking for something.
Yeah.
Well, your earning power has got the potential to get some really good stuff coming in there. And the year is not over with for that. By the time, I would say for you, if something's not coming your way career-wise by like January into February is when I think you're going to get word about this and totally be moving forward. And March you should be in place with something by March.
Okay.
I would definitely say that. And right now is a really good time for you to really think about and maybe write some things down as well. Think about what it is you're meant to be of service doing. What is it that you, how do you want it to look? How do you want the picture to look? Because you got a lot of energy right now happening in your area of health routines. What do you do for work? You know, what do you do to help the people in the world? And after the 13th of October, you've got a new moon in that area of the life. So I would say there's definitely something new coming. If you don't know, have it all locked down into place by next March, I'd be highly surprised, but you may be getting some very interesting words about things as well in October.
Okay.
What is Corby? How does that sound?
Okay. Christina, let me ask you this. What did you do before? What's your career background?
My career background, I majored in theater, and I ended up working, writing for magazines, and I never got out of being an intern. It's very hard to get out of the internship area into an assistant position or anything out of that.
Baby, I so know. I was a theater major at Brown. I did the New York thing. Yeah, got it. Now, are you calling from Manhattan or what?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. So, do you want to stay with the acting? Do you want to go with the writing? Do you want to go with something else?
I was leaning more towards communications, like public relations or writing related, because theater is kind of, I like to be stable.
Okay.
You're
all right.
To be stable. That's very true.
So, all right. So I'm pulling PR. I'm pulling writing. I'm pulling broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pulling spokesperson, because very often organizations need the face and the voice out there.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to pull voiceovers, because mm-hmm. That is what I ended up doing a lot of in New York. It's not that easy, but it is popular. And, you know, the old expression, she has a face for radio. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter what you look like with voiceovers. Now, so let's see what we've got. All right. You said PR.
Mm-hmm.
Queen of Pentacles. Queen of Pentacles tells me you can make a very comfortable living, but if you go into PR, you are going to be the person who makes sure everybody has everything that they need. You're going to be the den mommy. So I don't know how creative that's going to feel. Writing in general, the Chariot, you're going to be pulled in two different directions. If you start writing short and nonfiction and the pithy articles, all of a sudden there's that novel that's going to grab you. So make sure also that you know what your writing project is and you can focus. You literally put the blinders on. Then we have broadcasting. Knight of Rods. And the Knight of Rods is young, fiery, exciting, and ready to rock and roll. But he can also be a love him and leave him. So I have a feeling if you did broadcasting, you might try it for a few years. You would probably have to go to a smaller market than New York City.
Yeah.
If you're a desperate Manhattanite, might not work. But if you're willing to move, shot. Okay.
Yeah.
Next one was working as spokesperson. Now, there it's the Queen of Rods. It's the diva. It's the one who garners the attention. It's the one that is like a sunflower. Everybody turns to her. So I think as a spokesperson, especially for something you really, really believed in, you can mm-hmm. do very, very well. What snaps into my mind is Julia Roberts as Erin Brockovich. Not that I'm saying go to law school, but mm-hmm. She did not have a law degree. But by God, when she found something that was passionately important to her, she sunk her teeth in it and became famous. And the last was voiceovers. Well, that's what voiceovers. It's the Six of Pentacles. The man is giving out one coin to two hands. It would be nice. Maybe it'll pay the car lease, but it's not going to pay the rent. So none of these are bad. The place that I think you would do best is probably find an organization that wants somebody to be their bullhorn, their mm-hmm. voice, their personality out there. And that is what's going to really rock your socks. But remember, you will probably also have to move out of New York City.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've considered almost every single option, even changing career path in general. I thought of real estate. I thought of just changing it. I felt like I wasn't doing anything important with what I was doing. So I'm surprised you mentioned spokesperson, because I get very passionate when I like what I'm speaking for. So, mm-hmm. and it's something I never thought of before.
Yep.
You get your heart behind it. You love it. You feel very loyal to it. Yes. You could never sell something you didn't believe in, or that your heart wasn't really behind. You're also a Uber manager, my dear. I mean, you could run the show of anything mm-hmm. if you want to. Because Taurus and a one, that combination career wise, of course, you know how to plant, you know how to stay in one place and manage and delegate what's going on around you. So anything that allows you to really allow those skills that you have to shine. Is also great for you. And you need to be on the stage somehow, some way. That's why you went towards the theater. But that doesn't mm-hmm. mean you always, you know, you have to be an actress. You can be on stage in life and not be an actress, trust me.
Yeah.
So you need your stability. A Taurus will never do risky things. They can't. They can't. Yeah. They're so upset they do risky things. So you're,
I like
yes, you've got to find
because I'm creative, but I like
you're very
the
creative.
Also.
Have to learn that too. So don't, you know, settle for something that you least have to know I feel creative doing this. It may not be like, you know, being the superstar, but as long as it's accentuating your management skills, your ability to be creative and to kind of have a little flavor on the stage, even if it's just in front of 10 people, you know, it's something, you know, and it will, you know, it'll satisfy that soul's urge that you have to do that. Yeah. So.
Good stuff.
Cool.
So thank you. I hope that it was worth waiting a whole week for.
Thank you, ladies, so much. You were very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome. Thank you, Tina.
Okay. Now we did have another Chrissy, who sent us in quick, and she is July 2nd.
Yep.
She just had a life-changing experience that really opened her up, solidified a lot of things. So how can she take advantage of this energy?
Yes. Of course, she's a Cancer, being born to the second. She's like what I would call a super Cancer. You're a very sensitive person, very stellar imagination. You know, you have a very nurturing, you're like the chicken soup for everybody's soul. You want to take care of everyone. But Chrissy, first and foremost, always take care of yourself, because you're no good to anybody else if you constantly take care of other people and don't take care of you first. You can take care of the world if you've done it for yourself. But that's, I can't stress that enough, because I know these types of energies and sometimes that get that over, you overcompensate for others way too much. All those endings you saw in your life, 2007, made space for the new beginnings you saw unfold in 2008. You have built the foundation. This is your year. You are blossoming. Everything's meant to change. You are seeing a lot of life altering experiences this year. Probably what just happened won't be the last either. When you step into 2013's birthday, you go into this year of harmony. It's the six, and everything that will have unfolded in the realms of this movement for fertility, everything booming all over the place, will have transpired. A lot of harmony starts coming back into the life, and kind of a sense of more peace, because this year is on the go. It's movement. You're cruising. It's like you got the car in fifth gear all year. You rarely coast. You don't have it in neutral very much, and you're going. You also have Jupiter in the sign of, it's in what we call your inner process house right now in your collective chart, which is saying that you have a lot of benefit that can happen if you spend some time with yourself, a little bit away from all that nurturing things that you have to do all the time. You feel compelled and urged to do, which you should always do. But like I said, this is a year where you can really benefit from the time you spend alone. I don't know if your dreams are popping up pretty prominent for you right now, but you've got a very, very powerful dream thing happening right now. And I think you probably dream all the time anyway. But it's really like the messages you're probably getting, even in your daydreams. I mean, and I don't know what an avid daydream you are, but I know your energy is quite imaginative. So you may wander. And the one thing with your energy too, don't worry. When you don't get into the doubt thing, I always say to the word doubt, please do but out bud. That's what doubt spells, do but out bud. So let the worry go. You've got such a great channel of imagination. If you do not have a good channel for it to flow with something creatively, something wherever, it's a positive thing, you worry more. You worry when the imagination has nowhere to go. So always like find something that really makes you tick. And makes that mind kind of calm down a little bit, because that's what, you know, makes things more stable, more steady. In a 5-year, you're on the go so much that it's like you have to like make time for you. You've got to do it. If you don't make time for yourself, you go stir crazy in a year like this, where you feel so restless that you're like a top spinning out of control, and you don't want to do that. So make sure that you do take some downtime. In 2013 as well, you stepped into your new year, Jupiter goes into your sun sign. So you've got more expansive energy around you, but it's not hiding anymore. It's out on the surface. It's out in the open. All your approaches will have totally changed. Everything looks abundant. It looks good. There should be a lot of nice, peaceful, calming things coming into play by 2013 as you're moving forward. But yes, this is a big year of change, but you're blossoming. Keep remembering, everything's about blossoming this year.
That's absolutely on target for Chrissy.
Cool.
So wonderful.
I like I always say, I'm glad the planets aren't lying to me.
The planets are doing wonderful things.
They're telling me the truth.
All right. Now, you know, this is kind of like going in the back of the curtain and pulling it out. We got about 5 minutes left. I want to quickly do our wonderful engineer, Steve, if Steve can give us his birthday. Steve, what can you tell us? I don't know whether he's going to say something or type it to me on the Skype thing.
My birthday is July 12th, 1986.
He's such a puppy.
Oh, my God. 86? Oh!
We're such old ladies. Okay, so we got like 2 minutes. Give us a 2-minute Steve.
Oh, Steve, you know, you just went through this like Uber, what I was just talking to Chrissy about, like the energy she's in right now. You were in it last year. Major changes in your life, like, wow, hoo-hoo. You went into 2011's birthday and you went into this past year's birthday in 2012 and the world looked a lot different for you. But this year is about bringing back the calm. You're feeling more peaceful as the months are unfolding. You know, you're like this wise philosopher and the happy-go-lucky clown wrapped up into one guy. You're a Cancer, also very nurturing, but you like the funny guy. But you're very funny, and you're great with communications. You know, you're definitely in the right line of work, I will tell you that. And you're great behind the scenes, too. You like being out there, but you're good. You always just have to educate yourself. Never, not that you have to be in school your whole life, but never think you're not the student and you'll always win everything you ever want because you're very generous too. Don't give away to everybody. You give away way too much sometimes. Be careful of that.
So there, now everybody knows my wonderful Sergeant Steve, who has taken over for the late lamented Captain Bob, who has moved on to other things. Sherita, we ran out of time. We always run out of time. We always have more we could talk about. But, you know, we adore you, and you'll be back with us for our winter solstice in December, yes?
I look so forward to that.
And where are people going to find you in the meantime? Give us again.
It'll be so much chillier by then. Yes. You can find me on the web. I am at SheritaStar.com. And I'm on Facebook. You got Sherita Star Secrets on Facebook. The book is all in the name, and Sherita Star on Facebook. And then I'm Sherita Lexigramist on Facebook because of lack of a better title. They won't. So I'm like, I had to keep it the Lexigramist. And it's the one thing I do that nobody else does. So that's why I said, well, let me clarify.
Gotcha. And if you want to find me, Corby Midline, Fire Through Spirit. They're both on Facebook, firethroughspirit.com on the web. RevCorby@gmail.com and 877-321-CORBY. Next week is going to be our September past life party. So remember, if you've got a past life you want me to look at, a question, a phobia, an obsession, drop me a note on Facebook or at RevCorby.com so that we can see who you were before you were who you are now. So until next week, this has been Empower Radio, Empower Readings with Corby Midline. We will see you in 7 days.